they're smart that are not really smart. So you end up going to your a church or listening on the radio or whatever and being deceived because it sounds good, it sounds right. And that's when you become dull of hearing because you're hearing some of the wrong things that dull your hearing and dull your understanding of God's word. I don't know if we would end. I think I said we was going to finish with, we had finished with the 11th chapter. Oh, is that all of the 11th chapter? I mean, the 10th chapter of Isaiah that we were talking about. But in that chapter, I think you should start talking about restoration in that chapter. And it's repentance. And we know repentance has to come before restoration. So in the 11th chapter, as we're talking and reading, you'll see, before you can understand, enjoy the things of God, first you shall have to be repentant and been born again. You have to have the gift of repentance and being born again. And so we've talked about repentance on and off or whatever. And some of this stuff, it may be jumping in, maybe not the deep end of the pool, but in the middle of the pool, because we can't keep going back explaining the same thing over and over, as Paul says in the book of, well, the writer of the book of Hebrews, not necessarily that Paul wrote Hebrews, but the writer saying not going again over those same things again, laying a different foundation of speaking. So he wasn't going over tongues and different things about prophecies and baptism or whatever, that you should go on in the faith. And I think that's what it was with the five wise and the five foolish, that when the five wise arose up, they had been continually trimming their lamps with oil. So they may have had a deeper understanding of the word of God, of things of God. And we have a deeper understanding. And you remember they told them the others would go to those that buy and sell and get from them. Well, little church groups and different people in the church can help other people that come into church. And that's what I do. That's what the church depends on, is their older members to teach younger members or new members what the church believes in everything. The only problem with that, if you don't know what's going on all these years, you don't really know what's going on. You may teach or tell somebody wrong, and they later on find out that you wasn't, maybe able even to repeat what you thought you knew. That's why we have to understand what we grasp and to repeat it to others or talk to others on it. But you can't keep on, like I said, that preacher used to say Acts 38 or whatever. It's no use keep explaining Acts 2:38. So now you keep talking about repentance and all these other things. We should know about that, but we should know about a deeper repentance, that there's a repentance. We should be repenting daily. Repentance is a daily thing. It's a continual turning each day. Repentance as to understand. When we say understanding, we're talking about a spiritual understanding. The law of God is considered to be wisdom and understanding. That's what the law of God is. Wisdom and understanding. But to get that wisdom and understanding, you have to do as the Apostle Paul do. You have to crucify self. And he said he counted all that was lost, all that he had learned. And he was a Pharisee of Pharisees, and he had learned a whole lot of whatever, but he counted as lost to gain Christ. Because the Spirit should teach and guide you and lead you into all understanding. So a lot of things that you thought you knew, you have to divorce yourself away from those, or crucify or bury those that you misunderstood it, and you get a new understanding of it. And that's what Paul did, and that's what any other rest of them would do. Just like Nicodemus didn't understand, he said, and Jesus didn't go into a whole lot of depth with him. He says, you must be born again. Now he take it that being a ruler, a teacher of the Jews, he should have known what that meant. And I think religion of the movement in the last few years back had muddied the water on being born again, because everybody was saying they were born again. That was just a catchphrase everybody was using, but they really wasn't born again. They didn't have a spiritual rebirth. and the same dangers on the horizon today, and we see it being politicized, and it's an antichrist thing, and everybody's a Christian. And I tell you, no, this is one of the worst places in the times to be at, that we are in Babylon. So everybody that say that they are Christian or whatever, that really gets my fellas up to make sure I watch them or whatever, because some of those are going to be your worst enemy. That's going to be the ones you need to watch the most. Deuteronomy 4 and 5 through 6, some of this understanding is, they say, these are the laws for you to obey. When you arrive in the land where you live, they are from the Lord our God. He has given to me to pass on to you. If you obey them, they will give you a reputation for wisdom and intelligence. When the surrounding nations hear these laws, they will exclaim, what other nation is wise and as prudent as Israel is? And that comes from the Living Bible. So he was talking about the laws of Moses and everything, but we have a lot of religions and things now that's teaching about the laws being done away with and getting from under the law or whatever. Not that we're still under the law, but liberty, the grace of God has set us free from the law. So that doesn't mean you become a lawbreaker. You have established the law through faith. You have established the laws of God. So it's very pertinent that you do know the laws of God and obey the laws of God, which this nation has forsaken. And there's a false Christianity that's arising. A lot of them say, well, if we got the reason we voted for him, he's going to get Roe versus Wade. We're going to turn this into a Christian nation. That doesn't mean anything if you discard Roe versus Wade and everybody's going to a church. That doesn't help if the people are not born again that are going to the church. If you have liars, if you have people that don't abide in the truth, they're not living in doers of God's word, you have a worse situation there, because now they know the truth but refuse to do the truth. So that's why I say I don't listen to any of the political programs or anything anymore, because now we can see what Jesus was saying. The nation is gone. We're just looking forward to what nation will destroy the nation, or how will the nation go? Will it implode from within? And it looks like it's going to implode from within. And that I've been preaching along those lines for a good while, that the implosions will come from inside the nation, just as the Roman government fell from inside. The nation is gone. In other words, it doesn't believe what it's saying. They actually, in the worst, what happened this week, it has shown that our worst body is our United States Senate. That's where the truth goes to die. And that's what Isaiah was talking about. They are drunken in fleshly intoxication, and they're not turning away from that. That's why I say it's not a repentance, and they don't understand what repentance or turning away from is, but they establish an iniquity. Iniquity is being established. But only God's people with understanding and wisdom are seeing this happen right before yes. That's why it says, he told Nicodemus, he said, you cannot see the kingdom of God. It didn't mean you wouldn't be here when it happened, that this wouldn't happen before you. But you'll be dull of hearing. You'll be dull of seeing. So it's going on around you, but you can't see it happening. That's what he told Isaiah, that they will hear but not hear. They will see but not see. So it's actually happening, and people don't see it's happening because of the love of the world and because they hadn't turned away from self. That self loved the world and the things of the world more than it do God. So if that layer is not being peeled back, if God's not peeling that layer back, it's being covered up. And that's what a wound, with a wound. If you continue to cover a wound up, a wound grows without that wound being cleansed and sanitized and in the right thing, it's going to scab over. And it could cause a worse infection than anything else when that scab gets over it in the inside of it. It's not clean. So the people are not clean inside. Their hearts hadn't been purged, and they're not been purged with the word of God. And they actually don't believe the word of God, but they even continually repeat it. First Chronicles, 22nd Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, the 22nd chapter, 11 through the 13th verse says, Now, my son, may the Lord be with you so that you may be successful and build the house of the Lord your God, just as he has spoken concerning you. Only may the Lord give you wisdom and understanding and give you charge over Israel so that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper. And if you are careful to observe and fulfill the statutes and ordinances which the Lord commanded Moses concerning Israel, be strong and courageous and do not fear. But we see here that David wasn't allowed to build the house of God, but he passed this on to Solomon, and we have to see ourselves as like Solomon was within that nation, is that Solomon didn't do what his father David said. Solomon brought about the division of the nation. That's why the tribes divided unto him. He was like mankind is today. He's like this nation is today. It has natural or earthly wisdom. It has naturally earthly wisdom, which is sensual or devilish. Solomon, the line of Christ, didn't come through Solomon. That line was cursed. Solomon was one of the most tragic stories in the Bible. Of all his wealth, his life turned out to be, as Ecclesiastes, vanity and vexation of spirit. He couldn't find love, he couldn't find happiness with all his wisdom and thing, because he forsook God, and the women removed his heart away from God. And that's what happened with the strongest man in the world, Samson. A woman removed his heart from God, and he committed suicide. So we have to watch the things that are in our past to see that the Davidic line did continue as God prophesied, but it came through Nathan. That line is talked about in the book of Luke. That lineage which Mary was in came through Luke, and she was of the promised seed. You remember in the beginning when it said the seed of the woman. So the lineage of the man was cursed, and the final curse came when he cursed Jeconiah, Conan, and it said no man would sit on that throne to him who would give him, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. So that's why when the United States, back in the 40s or whatever, they created a man-made Israel. This Israel is not the Israel of God. Those are, a lot of them are murderers, and it's a wicked nation. And that peace plan they come up with is garbage. It's garbage because it's a garbage nation that's following another garbage nation that's hypocritical. And that nation at least doesn't lie and say that they believe in Jesus Christ or whatever. They don't follow the Messiah. They're not looking for Jesus Christ, not that Israel. So we have to see and watch who we're looking at and listening to. We have to watch all of the people around us and turn from them. Of repentance is daily turning away from what God is showing you, the Spirit is revealing you. That's the only way you start seeing clearly. But if you don't, your eyes will start to scab up, and it's like this nation, you're not going to be able to distinguish truth from error. And it's going to become cloudier and cloudier. Psalms 119 and 104 says, through thine precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. So how can the nation get, how can America be great again if it's building on the wrong foundation, if it's built on lies and misunderstanding? Wouldn't that have to come out? And if they were building on Christ, you couldn't build this nation on Christ without Christ doing like he did Israel, like he did Judah. And that's why we study repentance. As he destroys this nation, as he destroys all the nations of the world, a remnant will return unto God. That remnant would be ones that have repented and are turning to God. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. So we're not going to have to worry about those that are in the kingdom or whatever, because only the repentant ones would be there, the ones who have turned from themselves. No self-centered or selfish people will be there. It's not for us to judge that. God's judgment is coming about in the land. That's what we had been looking for, the day of the Lord, that time of Jesus Christ. We see that time and that tribulation is coming, and it's starting now to separate the wheat from the tares. It's starting to separate that we see is in error. It's dividing homes, friends, all kinds of people. You have to be able to accept this, because those that try to save their marriage, try to save their family, try to save their lives will lose their lives. You have to let this come about. It's kind of like on the movie the other day, was watching with Downey, he's dead now, whatever. We will have to allow the bomb to become. In other words, he said, a bomb is just a cheap watch unless it goes off. This trial and tribulation is necessary. He says offenses must come so you can see the true ones in God. So the only way we can tell the true ones in God, this offense, these trials and tribulations shall come. They have to, and the ones that are of God are going to go through. They're going to turn and go through because they love God's laws. They love his precepts. That's why David was able to sustain, because he loved that God's precepts. He was a man after God's own heart. So he realized all this stuff that he was losing, and God didn't change now. God says, the sword will never depart from you. So David never was going to be great again. That fall he sustained was going to be a complete fall. He wasn't going to be able to build a house of God or anything. He had to go through the consequences, but he loved that God. So in the 51st Psalm, we see his great repentance and the bones that God had broken. He was asking for restoration of them. So the churches could go through this, but we see in Revelation, what's the theme over and over? Repent. Repent unless I come and fight against you. Repent. And the churches didn't repent. And he's fighting against them. He's proving himself in the churches today. That's why a lot of us are going through what we're going through. We ask why. Done something. The grace doesn't come causeless. Things happening in your life for a reason and a purpose. And you need to examine yourself and your life or what you're doing or what you're allowing or whatever. Nothing is just happening. Proverbs 2:6 says, for the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So, therefore, faith comes through hearing and hearing the word of God. So the only way we can get this is by hearing the word of God and hearing it from God's preachers. But there are a lot of preachers that didn't went out there, and there's a lot of preachers that are still out there are not preaching the word of God. People sitting in churches dying from famine, a lack of hearing the word of God. You're hearing something, but it's not the word of God. Proverbs 8:14 says, I, wisdom, give good advice and common sense because of my strength. Kings reign in power and rulers make just laws. That's the Living Version. The Amplified Version says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding and I am strength.